got the scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
Going to tell you why Shawn Mendes had to issue an apology to Sam Smith coming up in just a second. First, Shia LaBeouf is being sued by an ex. So the singer, her name is FKA Twigs. Mm-hmm. Used to date Shia LaBeouf. She's now suing him for sexual assault and relentless abuse.
Wow.
She says he terrorized her and knowingly gave her an STD as well. So everything sort of happened. Throughout this lawsuit, she gives sort of some examples of what sort of relationship they were in and just how sick of a man mm-hmm. actor Shia LaBeouf is. She talks about one horrifying experience when they were out driving in a remote area, and he was driving super recklessly. He took off his seatbelt and threatened to crash the car unless she professed her love for him.
Whoa.
Yeah, she said there were rules about how many times a day she had to kiss him and touch him. And now the singer Sia is backing her up as well.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I too have been hurt emotionally by Shia LaBeouf. He's a pathological liar who conned me into an adulterous relationship claiming to be single.
I mean, I know that Shia LaBeouf has had a very, very troubled past, especially with his father. And his upbringing. He's faced some serious demons, and it seems like he's getting help and that he's turning he's turning the page. Still a long way to go, but this is frightening stuff. I mean,
it's sick. I know, and he does have a history of very turbulent behavior, but these are the most serious accusations we have heard.
Mm-hmm.
Sia said, I believe he is very sick, and I do have compassion for him and his victims. Just know, if you love yourself, stay away. And Shia LaBeouf isn't really denying these accusations. He's not agreeing to everything the women are saying, but he said, I'm not cured of my PTSD and alcoholism, but I'm committed to doing what I need to do to recover, and I'll forever be sorry to those people that I may have harmed along the way.
I think that's the most responsible response at this point for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Assuming that he continues to get the help that he needs.
Yeah, you wish him well and you hope that he can get better. And at the same time, you have to carry space for all of the women who have been hurt by
him,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Shawn Mendes has apologized to Sam Smith.
What's he apologizing for, Shawn Mendes? He's never had to make an apology in his life.
I know. He's perfect. Okay. He's perfect. So there was a virtual event on Thursday night. Shawn Mendes had to introduce Sam Smith for their performance.
Okay.
As we know, Sam uses the pronouns they and them.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Smith is non-binary. Well, as I have many times, Shawn Mendes slipped up and introduced Sam Smith as he.
Okay.
So he apologized online. He said, oh, Sam Smith, I'm so sorry for referring to you as a he for your introduction. It absolutely slipped my mind. It won't happen again. I'm sending you so much love. You're one of the funniest people I've ever met.
That's very sweet.
And then Sam reposted the apology with a note that said, we're all learning together. Happy holidays, all my love. Which just gave me chills.
What more do you want?
Because that's the point, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to speak on Zoom with Sam Smith.
I know, you're still glowing.
In my condo a few weeks ago. I was nervous about this leading up to it.
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake a couple times. It's pretty wild when you see just how programmed our brains are to look at certain things and identify them with other things. It's like our brains are so used to that. So it takes sometimes to sort of reprogram it. I think all you can do and what we need to do is continue to correct ourselves.
Yes.
Right?
Understanding on both sides and leniency on both sides. Absolutely.
And to politely and nicely correct the people around us when we know they just made a mistake because they slipped up.
Also
right?
Also, very good point.
And sometimes people do on our text line at 92925, and I really appreciate that.
That's it.
Anyway, I love that story. Shawn Mendes and Sam Smith. Also, collab, please. Make a song together.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.